Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For me to be the age that I am, I have done an awful lot. I really have. And things that I could keep in the closet, but for what? Because I'm not embarrassed about it, because it helped me become who I am now. It's things people don't even know that I've done.
Well, what are some of the things that you've done that people don't know?
Of course I knew that you were going to ask me that. I should have been ready.
Like, just name three tricky shit that you've done.
I've been to jail.
You? Jail for what?
A whole bunch of all kind of shit.
You've been in jail a couple times?
Yeah.
How many times have you
shot
been there?
Somebody? No, I ain't killed nobody. I ain't killed nobody.
Today, my guest was the beautiful Lisa Ray. She talks about the brat, Nicole Murphy. She also revealed that she's been to jail before and has shot someone. It was amazing. Lisa's a diva. She's gangster. She's witty. She's smart, intelligent, and she's fine as fuck. I'm with the beautiful, okay? Legend herself, my homegirl, the real one.
Yeah.
Lisa Ray.
Yes, yes.
Boom.
Rock, rock.
Hey, I'm popping right now, okay?
You been popping, girl. Hey, that's why I'm here.
Right?
You're the only reason why I'm here. I don't even know what we doing, but it was like, okay, that's my girl. I'm there. I'm supporting. That's what we do.
Yes. So what's been going on?
I've been working. I've been relevant.
Yeah, I like the
I've
show.
Been trending. I've been talking.
Yeah, you
stay.
Yeah, you've been talking some shit though.
Yeah, no, some shit that I've been like, oh girl, what that came out wrong, or oh girl, you didn't mean that, or go ahead and refrain.
You had the Rihanna whole thing cracking with Ari and situation, and Ari was all like, probably felt some type of way, more than likely.
Well, she should have. Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely glad that she took a moment to step back, because we all need somebody to tell us when we out of place and out of line.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if she ever had anybody tell her, but I'm glad she took it. You know what I mean? She absolutely took it, because I didn't hear no clap back, because I was waiting.
Oh, I was waiting, because she always claps back at everybody. I was really waiting. I went like to her name like several times. I'm like, well, let me see if she says something slick.
And she didn't. And I'm so glad, because I think that mixed with everybody else's narrative and commentary, that she said, yeah, this one I need to sit down. Because we all been there. And here's the thing.
Or she's just a really big fan of yours, probably. And you probably hurt a little heart or something like that, maybe.
Well, even that works, though, to be honest. Because, again, somebody needs to tell you, because somebody before me told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so if she was able to take that from me, thank you, baby. Thank you. And congratulations for coming around. Yeah.
I was really cracking up with that whole situation. But how's the show going? Tell me about the show.
Well, you talking about Cocktails of Queens?
Yes.
It's going well. You know, we've been growing with them since the beginning. It was a pandemic type of job, you know, when we were all, you know, in. And they called and said, hey, we want to interview you guys. And it ended up being an interview with all of us first. And we never did get to the interview. We just started talking shit.
And all y'all get along.
Yeah.
Everybody like
Because
like
everybody has their own perspective, their own opinion, and we respect it. And even if we don't like it, that's the way you feel. And just because that's what you said, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
I say what I say, and I mean what I mean every time.
Me too. I ain't taking shit back. Fuck it. I said what I said, oh well. Shit, two tears in a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride that one out. But I like your whole, how everybody mixes and stuff, you know. Then I was sitting there, I watched it when Vivica was talking about Regina King with her situation. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to Regina at all?
I have not spoken to her at all. I did text her.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you say?
Nothing.
You know?
Nothing.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, there are no words. There are no words. And so I just wanted to let her know that I was there. If and when she does come out. And when I say if, I mean, I know that that's not happening right now. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I'm not. You know, when I thought about that situation, it's not even nothing that no one you can ever sit there and deal with. You know, I can't. You're only baby and it's out of here. Like, it's impossible.
Because I feel like as a mother, you have to think, were there signs? Did I not see the signs? Did I not notice the signs? Why didn't I know the signs? There's a guilt that you have to play with yourself that you're going to have to get out of to even get around that. I know that lost is extreme. And there's nothing but Father Time that's going to be able to do something with that.
I was watching all the clips and stuff. I'm like, yo, this is bad. And you know, I was thinking about kids, right? You only had one daughter.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have more babies than one?
You sound like my mother. She said you should never have more than, you should never have just one of anything. She said, if I would have known that, I would have had two of you. And it was like, you, really? One was enough.
Uh-huh.
One was enough. And by the time I was getting my life together and she was about seven, it was like, yeah, I'm going to need to take you with me because you're going to be my little partner. I don't know if I can handle two.
Yeah.
You know, and she was just that for me. She allowed me to rise to the occasion and become the woman that I am now.
Yeah. Do you ever regret not having more kids?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not one, at all.
Yeah.
I got a sweet little grandbaby.
Yeah. She is so cute. Oh,
when I tell you she got me wrapped around her finger and I don't even mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I could care less about her mama anymore. But that baby.
Oh, yeah. Switch them out. Like, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell your daughter, okay, you know what? You're gone. It's fine.
And it's much easier now. And she's a love baby. Like, I come home and she loves on me. And I didn't even know that I needed that kind of love. Because obviously I was searching for something and didn't really know what it was because I was kind of depressed myself a couple of years ago. And I was thinking, do I still want to be in the business? I'm tired of the hustle bustle. I'm tired of running around. I'm tired of collecting. I mean, you know, trying to find the check. I'm just tired.
But why?
For all those reasons I just said. Because I'm tired. Black Hollywood, a female, a woman, jealousy in the business. Black on black crime, talking about each other. It's just too much. It's a lot, though.
Especially now. But Black Hollywood is horrible. You know, the casting roles with Black Hollywood, the limited spots that they give for women of color.
And then the pay.
Yeah.
The pay. You know, you're still running around and they're like, oh, if you don't do it, we'll get this social light over here. Or we'll get this social media influence over here. Or we'll get this Insta-famous girl. And it's like, but they not an actress. Oh, it's okay. We'll teach them. You'd rather put your eggs in that basket than in this basket? Like, because she has how many followers?
Yeah, followers really? Are stupid as shit to me. I don't even understand Instagram as far as, like, how everybody goes off the following. And, you know, the weirdest shit, though, is the majority of those followers are some bot shit.
Yeah.
Like, most of you bitches done bot your followers and you act like you're cracking. And let's be honest.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When you go through the whole lineup and shit, you bitches is sitting here and done bot you some shit.
And then half of those people are haters. So they just really want to just be in your inbox because they want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Or you want to talk shit about me to hurt my feelings.
But Black, I mean, the whole Hollywood is fucking weird as fuck, to be honest with you. I don't even fuck with a lot of bitches, you know, like, just to be real. You're one of the real ones. Like,
say it again for the bitches in the back.
Yeah, like, I don't fuck with you hoes, just to be honest, because you bitches would sit here, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be like, oh, well, she's such and such and this is that. Like, hold on, who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you know, she's famous because she's on Instagram. Da, da. She has like 20 million. What the fuck are you talking about?
And then here's the thing. What is teaching others and sometimes me. It made me go, well, what's she doing that I'm not doing? Let me check.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it makes you do that. And it makes you go, well, do I need to do this to be relevant? Do I need to just turn around and just shake it? That's what's happening now. I need to just shake it.
No, no, them hoes are shaking. Yeah, definitely.
Is this enough? Is this long enough now?
Yeah.
How can I get paid then? And then it makes the little girls go, oh, Ma, I'm shaking it. And the mother's like, oh, my God, show me too. You know?
Yeah, no, it is. But... And then, you know what? You had said, like, last week about having natural body and shit. I'm like, well, does that even fucking exist anymore?
Oh, my God. The ant body. I call it the ant body because the waist is so small and it just comes all out. The bodies are the same.
Yeah. No, every body, like, but how are all you allegedly cool bitches, you know what I'm saying? Allegedly, everybody has, like, different shit. Like, what the fuck? Can everybody just have different bodies? Does it fucking matter?
Like going to the same doctor.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, it's the doctors in Miami and the doctors in the DR.
Okay, yeah. A couple of them, actually, yeah. There's some of them hit me in fucking Miami, the DR. One of the doctors in DR talking about some motherfucking other shit. I'm like, what the fuck? No. Like, I'm sorry.
He saw something on you that he can change
or
something.
Yeah, like, okay.
I'm going to give you a discount.
Yeah, I need a discount too, really. You know, in real life, you know, the gut can go if you want to.
Do
certain,
something, right?
Yeah, there's some different objects that we can get rid of. But I ain't going to sit there and get under the knife. Like, I didn't have babies. Like, shit, that's a neck pain. What the fuck? You want me to sit there and enhance and sit there? And the problem to me is, though, everybody doing it like y'all bitches think you bad, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be fucking big as a house and the same niggas gonna wanna fuck you.
And who can't keep it together if you going under the knife? You supposed to be fine then if you going under the knife.
But how can you not be.
Right. So that's why I'm like,
get to my age. But some of y'all bitches is trash, and one of the knife, and you be like, well, shit, go back under and fix some shit.
Because some of that shit ain't right. You see that etching that they get in their stomach, and it's like, you don't need to wear cropless, honey. You need to wear a whole blouse.
Yeah,
A whole shirt.
Yeah, but look, I'm like, hey, do whatever the fuck you got to do, but, you know, just everybody, I think, can. If you want to go get the knife, go get the fucking knife. If you don't want to go get the knife, then don't get the knife.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be pressured. But social media definitely pressures you now as far as the thing and likes and all kind of weird shit. Yeah. And followers don't mean shit. You know, like to me, like I'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, the companies now are saying, yes, that's good. But how many followers do you have?
Yeah.
Because they're looking at it in a whole, how many people can you get to? How many people can you help us get our information out to? That's what they're looking at.
I mean, yeah, people will hit me up and be like, oh, well, can you interview so-and-so because she has says like, well, who the fuck is she though?
Exactly.
What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about what the fuck are we going to talk about? What can I talk about with something? Yeah. Oh, because she's such and such. Like, I don't give a fuck.
And I said too, and I meant it, that there's no more artist development now. There's no more media training.
Yeah.
So now when you get this platform and you become famous and now you're a star and now you're a celebrity and you're all of that, it comes with stuff.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You become an example now.
Oh,
you know
no,
what I mean?
Oh,
so you gotta watch what you're saying and how you move. And in the beginning stages, you're lost because you're just now finding this platform.
Preach.
But that means someone needs to come and say, hey, and I had the old schoolers. When I came in, Regina King, Vivica Fox, Jada Pinkett, MC Light, they did this.
Yeah.
Let me show you. This is how you're supposed to have your contract. You want this person to work for you? This is what you say. And it was like, okay, all right, cool. Because they've been there before me, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. So I can't be the new kid in the block, come on, like busting down.
Yeah.
No, I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to humble yourself. And that's what I mean by when I say to some people, just sit down for a minute. It's okay to sit down and take a break.
They're not sitting down.
It's all right. But they so brazen till they just one in front of the other and nobody's being seen because the rumble and the ruckus and the drama of is making people not notice what your talent is. It's just noticing all the damn drama.
How do you feel about like rapper baby mamas now? And those are the new wave.
I know,
if
right?
If you date a rapper, then you your baby mama and stuff, and the baby mama's all cracking.
I missed that wave. My time is up with that and the athletes. But you know, I'm going to have to think of some new shit. I don't know,
no,
girl.
I'm sure the athlete's still on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wait, when I tell you, when I meet the young ones, and they go, I'm so-and-so, and I go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, yeah, but it's like, all right, I don't bit more know who they are.
Yeah, they don't even, they're going to sit there and you look at them crazy, be like, okay, but you are who?
And they like, well, I want to meet the mama. And it's like, you can't handle the mama. I need to introduce you to my daughter.
Oh, no, they want the mama. They said
they
what they said.
They can't handle the mama.
Yeah. They said what they said. They mean what they say. You know, you had a couple people just walking past here. Oh, is Diamond here? Yeah.
Uh-oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, the baby mamas. You know, here's the thing. If that's their way of collecting a check and they want to be bothered with something that they didn't want to be bothered with in the beginning for 18 years or the rest of their life, have at it because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's their meal ticket now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody now, like, for today's world, like, it's just so crazy as far as how everybody's eating. It's just so many different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can really be somebody baby mama and you can really be booming.
Yeah.
You know, like, for as far as Ari, you know, she made a whole brand of herself, but, you know, being G Herbo's baby mama, then she got cracking from, you know, from that.
Oh.
And now she, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like she's neck and neck with him.
Oh. I didn't even know all of that either. You know what I mean? I don't even keep up because... Seriously, I want to speak and be around folks that is doing something and not just collecting a bag because it's about the money. Because all money ain't good money. And we heard that before.
Amen.
You need to make the money. Don't let the money make you.
Hey, she's speaking a lie. You hear that shit? She went back to the movie.
Okay. How real is that and how relevant is that statement still today?
Yeah, actually, that's not your line. That's your...
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I feel that. And, you know, we all are learning. We still going through this world, just making mistakes. But you got to learn from the mistakes. You got to grow. Especially now, our nation is in trouble. We're in trouble. Mm-hmm. We are not in a good place. We cannot keep talking about each other and then waving and being phony and fake about it and talking the talk and don't even want to walk the walk. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We got to have love. We got to have love because we are destroying ourselves.
Yeah. When you say you had, you know, your granddaughter brought you back as far as, you know, being in the place as far as depressed and everything, what makes you still keep on going, though?
I'm working for a different purpose now. I'm working for legacy. I'm working for family. And then now I'm working more for me now because I'm at a whole different level in my life of maturity and confidence. Like when I tell you I'm glad I'm not a millennial, when I tell you I'm glad I'm not young, I am okay with who I am, what I got, and the age that I am. I am smart, I am beautiful, and I am relevant. I am accomplished. I'm successful. I'm God-fearing. I'm in a place of gratitude and thanksgiving. And nobody's going to be able to take that away from me. And when I tell you that I've talked shit, we know that. But it has helped me change my tune and my tone.
Yeah.
It absolutely has. Because some things I've said, you know, I've meant everything, you know what I mean, by the way. But I meant to add more narrative to it. So they took that and ran with it. Okay, I get it. I got it. I know how the business go. It's up to me to be able to say everything that needs to be said. So when you do take that blur, you got to have everything else along with it to go with it.
I just say fuck it. You said what you said and oh well. Fuck if you want to make the blur of it, oh well.
That too, sometime. But when it comes, when it hits close to home, like yeah. I said something about Hallie. But I said something about Hallie that I heard. And I had asked the girls about it. Did y'all hear that? And they was all like, ooh. And it was like, oh, y'all didn't hear that? Or yes
what,
or no?
What did you say about Hallie?
I said that I heard that she was bad in bed. That was an article. Like, I absolutely saw that and heard that on the radio. And it was like, well, we were talking about why beautiful women, why we can't keep a man is what the topic was. And it was like, well, hell, they say a lot of stuff about me. You know, they say a lot of stuff about every beautiful woman. I heard Hallie was bad in bed. And before I know it, they said, Lisa Rae said, Halle Berry don't have good pussy. Or she said her snatch is trash. And it was like, well, first of all, hold on, wait a minute. You're not going to pit me against Hallie because Hallie is the queen. She's the GOAT.
Yeah.
That is my counter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My whole thing is she's there before me. I wouldn't dare disrespect that queen like that. Now, I got a job. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about trending topics. I'm going to say my opinion and all of that. So that's why I said I meant what I said. You know what I mean? But I didn't mean you all to take it and run with it and put it in the headlines like that.
Did you ever reach out and talk to Hallie about that?
I didn't talk to her. We text, though.
Oh, and you told her, like, Hallie, I don't think you're a bad pussy. You're good?
I told her I don't know nothing about it. I was like, I don't know nothing about it. Because she clapped back very elegantly. Uh-huh. She said, well, Lisa Rae, if you want to know how I am in bed, ask my man. I said, okay. Here's the thing. I don't know if you're bad in bed. I don't even need to know if you're bad in bed. And I don't need to ask your man either. But hi.
Yeah.
Hey. You know what I mean?
Glad. Ask my man.
Yeah. You know
well,
what I mean?
I mean, yeah. She's like, okay.
And even with that, girl on girl, I respected it.
But
she could have said anything.
But that's how it should be, though.
Exactly.
It should hit with a
exactly.
text, though.
And that made me go, oh, you know what? I see how this is going to work. Foolish on me if this happens the second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth time. Mm-hmm. Let me get it together. So yeah. That's why I felt... I wasn't speaking to Ari like personally, like, let me tell you something. It wasn't that. It was absolutely me saying my opinion.
And giving you some advice.
And giving her advice. You know what I'm saying? If I could have called her on the phone, I would have. And you know what? I don't think that would be a bad idea even now. Because I want her to know that I meant everything I said with love.
Yeah.
With love.
Yeah. And for also, you know, I was thinking about your political game. Back in the days, you were hanging out with Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to you hanging out Al Sharpton and going to events with him? How can you stop?
Well, you know, Al helped me through my first lady days of when I came back.
Yeah.
And when I came back, I had nothing. You know, I had to start all over again. I had no money. My assets was frozen. I was in the pit of that Turks and Caicos thing. And he actually came back to tell me that you need to watch who you are. You need to go back and see what you've accomplished and who you are. Mm-hmm. You are our queen. He was like, you are our first African-American first lady.
Yeah.
Don't you ever forget that because that goes down in history. Now, when you hear that from someone else, and especially a Reverend R. Sharpton, it made me go, right.
Pick your head up.
Right. You know what I mean? Because I came back and I was like, well, am I still a sex symbol? Do I still got it? Do I go back to what I know? Do I reinvent myself? Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't first lady anymore. Well, I had left my career. So it was like, do I go back to that? What? And then I was caught up in the courtship of all of that. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay, I'm in surviving mode. But I came back because I'm a survivor and that's what I do. I'm a boss.
Yeah. Do you ever want to be in the political game?
I think I'm going to. And I don't know how big and what position or whatever, but I think that we need to have voices of strength. Voices of experience, voices of maturity, voices that can lend their power and their platform for the betterment of something.
Yeah. So you wanna,
I think that.
Councilwoman, mayor, like where do you see yourself?
Okay, so you took it all the way to an office, huh?
Yeah. Which one?
I was talking about aiding someone. You know
nah,
what I mean?
We, let's talk about where you can go in the political game. Where do you see yourself?
I think it would be more than ambassador because I don't think that the ambassadorship holds a lot of power. I think that you can definitely, you know, present things, but I think to be able to carry that to somebody, I never thought about it that far, really. I have just gotten to the point where the world and its issues have gotten to my heart and my head in a place that made me say, can you do something? I was on the front line for George Floyd.
Yeah.
You know, me and T.I., you know, and we did our rallying and we did our walk and, you know, and it felt good to be out there to fight for something that you believed in and that everybody was doing a rally here and there. But you felt like you was a part of something. Like I felt like what Martin Luther King did for us when he was marching so peacefully and so strong at the same time. It was like, look at him. You could see his power in his face and in his walk.
Yeah.
You know, and I felt that. I felt that so, well, I was emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, I want to do this again.
Yeah.
If I brought all these TV cameras out for them to hear what I got to say, then say something worth something. And partner with somebody else that's going to bring some other cameras out. And then do it in a bigger level. And then do it nationally. And then do a 1 million woman march. Do something.
Yeah. DC, I'm ready.
Yes. So that's,
I'm
that's
ready.
Where I'm at.
Yeah. Are you dating anybody right now?
No. You have anybody in mind?
Well, I'm sure if I say that you're not, you know, that you want somebody in mind, I think the fucking DMs will go crazy, you know?
Call me. No, I'm not dating anybody right now.
Why aren't you dating anybody?
He hasn't found me yet. Yeah.
Are your standards too high? Or like what type of, like, are
what,
you?
What is that?
Like what are your standards like? So, I mean, you're
I don't believe
Lisa
the standards
Ray.
Being too high. That's
not to say you're Lisa Ray, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and I want him to treat me as such.
Amen. First and foremost.
I want him to be a God-fearing man, first of all, because I need him to lead me in my household.
Yeah.
I need him to be a man. You know, I need him to be caring. I need him to be gentle and generous. I need him to be established. I don't
how
want
was
any
established? Like, how much is established are we talking about? Can someone come to you and say, like, I'm established, like, I have $60,000 a year I make? Like,
well, no, because I don't want to stress that person out because you won't be able to hang in my lifestyle, and let's be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I want to go to Bahamas for the weekend and then you can't get off at all or you don't even have the money. That's stressful. I don't want to do that to anybody. I want to be evenly yoked with someone. I'm my own millionaire. I want him to be that as well. Mm-hmm. I want us to be able to build together. I want to bring something to the table just like he bringing something to the table. Doesn't matter who built or brought the table. Let's just put something on the table. And I come with who I am.
Yeah.
I'm Googleable.
Uh-huh.
You know me. What is it that you have? What are we accomplishing together? Because I am older. I want a companion. I want someone that I can see myself walking on the beach with. I want him to treat me. My father used to treat me like a princess. I graduated from that.
Yes.
I want you to treat me like a queen. The queen that I am. Everything that I exude, everything that I'm about, everything you can read about, everything that you've heard about, everything that I floss and do with lights, camera, action, all of that is me. I am Lisa Ray.
Yes.
I'm self-made.
I'm my own woman.
So come with it or don't come at all.
And then would you like to be married again?
I could.
If you find that?
I could. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to that. I need to do it right this time.
You said do it right this time.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah. Shoot, you never know because you always think you're doing it right and then the shit goes fucking left and you'd be like, oh, okay, I thought I found Mr. One and then his ass fucking turned to Mr. Some.
And then when you waste time, you're like, oh, I'm mad at you because I'm disappointed in you because we've talked all this time. I thought you were listening, but you just didn't comprehend. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your eye on anybody at all?
No.
Mm.
I don't even know where to look. And that's for real. Because like I said, I think the rapper days, the athlete days, the businessman, absolutely. But because I'm older, you got men that have been married that don't want to get married anymore, went through a divorce and like, I'm cool on marriage. I'm cool on any of that. I just want to date. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a little too old to be, you know, my age and just be a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. So you want to...
I need a commitment. I need a commitment.
He needs to step with the fucking game plan. Like, yeah. You better step to me as yeah. You looking to get married. We ain't going to just be dating.
At least we going to be partners and we going to build together and we done with the play.
Yeah.
I don't need to be a notch on a nigga's belt. That ain't happening. We ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. And it was fun.
You know what I mean? But then they come with a bunch of drama and shit.
And I don't want that either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. We all come with excess baggage. I ain't perfect. He can't be perfect either. You
but
know
you
what I'm saying?
You don't even have too much baggage, you know, like...
Well,
it's not access baggage, you know.
You know, you got family, and you got family, you know. Yeah. But I don't, because I am trying to present the best me that I can. A mm-hmm. better me than I was 10 years ago and 5 years ago, because I'm not doing the same shit as I did then. I don't even want to.
But you say no to athletes and all that type of stuff. Like, but why are you already singling yourself out? Because what if you meet an athlete?
The athletes are my daughter's age.
Well, no, you can get an ex-athlete. You get like...
I'm going to X him out.
Oh.
I mean, because, you know, ex-athletes are, you know, they kind of like, I'm either married and I'm good, or I done left my wife, or she done left me, and I'm cool with life right now. I'm going to ride this out to the sunset.
Oh, wait, you know, speaking of, like, wife and all that stuff, did Nicole Murphy ever see you? Did she ever come talk to you and holler at you yet? Huh? Did she ever come see what's going on?
What you think?
No, she ain't with it?
No.
Wow. But, you know, but this is Hollywood and stuff like that. So I'm sure that, like, you're easy to find and she's easy to find. And y'all done probably connected somewhere in the circles, because everybody has the same circle in Hollywood. That's just how the shit goes.
And the thing is, if she even want to clear it up, I can give less than a shit about that, because the animosity is not about the oldness of what happened there. We were friends, and so the shadiness of how you still move amongst friends, which is what that whole last little thing was about, mm-hmm. was like, girl, you still doing that? Like, come on. Like you said, Black Hollywood is small. We keep doing things to each other. I ain't been no saint either. I've mm-hmm. done some things that made me go, ooh, you know what I mean? But I'm not doing that no more. I've learned
time.
From that.
Yeah, it's at like, a certain time you switch up some shit.
And that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I wish her nothing, but, you know, do you. Yeah. I was going to say the best, but I would be lying. You know what I mean? But I just wish her, you know, just gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, hey, really, you know, like, whatever.
Exactly. You know?
No, I was just thinking about it. I had thought about that, because that's actually the last time I had talked to you. So I was just thinking, I'm like, well, damn, yeah. Has she ever talked to her and they ever made... cool or whatever the fuck is supposed to happen. And
that's what two queens are really supposed to be able to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we have absolutely moved on with our life. And it may not even be important to either one of us to clear it up at all. That's... But you don't want the beef when you see each other to be like, just even the stares or just the energy alone. Like, we don't want that.
Mm-mm. I mean, if you see her, do you say anything or you just say, fuck it, just it is what it is?
Well, I don't really have anything to say. You know, mm-hmm. I think that if anything is to be said, that she would want to say it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Carefully. Yeah.
Carefully. Okay. Because you still, you know what I'm saying? You still, you still mean, with the shit shit.
I mean, you said it. Yeah. I didn't. But I'm.
She said, some things in the chain, but this left hook, bitch, still gotcha.
No, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I don't have time for it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not putting any energy into it at all. Like, she's a grown woman, and I'm sure she got her things that she's dealing with just like I do. And if we see each other, it's going to always be 100.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. You're so funny. You cracked me up. That shit is funny. You said, ah, yeah. I'm with that shit, chick. But, you know, you said it. When you... overall, look at your life, right? Where do you think you'll be in the next 10 years from now?
Oh, yes, girl. I'll be on somebody's island with the pina colada, established even more than I am now with my businesses, because Hollywood keeps my brand alive. Mm-hmm. I love Hollywood because I love to play pretend, and I get a chance to do that on my TV shows and my talk shows and my series. But I don't want it to necessarily have to pay my bills all the time. I am into multiple streams of income, and I need comfortability to establish that, you know, for my lifestyle to be what it is now and more. And I want to be able to leave some stuff back here for my kids so they can be blessed like my father blessed me.
Generational wealth, mm-hmm. which is doesn't happen a lot as far as what how it should happen with Black, you know, yeah. like we need to always focus, I think, way more on generational wealth and for mm-hmm. the next and stuff like that instead
and
of
not
looking
just
at, like, not.
Money, you know what I mean? But opportunity, because I have a furniture and mattress line and I had my daughter in there to be my eyes and ears because I said, I need you to start from the ground up mm-hmm. because a real boss knows everything from the ground up. You can't just lend your name because that's an endorsement. That's not a business woman. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference. And so as I'm still trying to school her, while I'm learning, I'm passing it on. But if I pass this business on to you and you don't know how to keep it, then I've did you a disjustice. So if I pass on the money and you don't know how to
run
multiply the money and multiply yeah. and run the business, then I'm doing you a disjustice. Mm-hmm. So as I'm building my empire, she's along in that empire with me as well as my partner, as my daughter, as my baby, as my, you know, generational wealth partner for her daughter as well.
Oh, I mean, well, that's good, though, when you only have one. Then you just be like, okay, well, here you go.
That's the reason why I only had one.
Yeah.
See?
When you overall have your whole lifestyle right, is there anything that you did not obtain in your career that you wanted to really do?
I'm doing it now. I used to always say, you know, I want to go to the Oscars and I won an Oscar. And then I said to myself, I don't really need an award to validate my body of work. I work. Mm-hmm. I am one of the fewer actresses that stay as relevant as I do with a small body of work. You know me. You know who I am.
You think you're underrated?
I could be. But not necessarily. Do I want to be bigger than what I am? I want to do more work than what I'm doing on a higher paying scale. Mm-hmm. I'm known in Black Hollywood. Black Hollywood, we all know each other. You know what I mean? I don't really care about receiving an Oscar. You know, some of the nods I think can be valid, you know, but sometimes you get an Oscar, you disappear. You get that curse on you and it's like, oh my God, you know, so I don't really kind of know, you know what I mean? I just really am honored to be able to work with any other actor, entertainer or actress that can show me in a whole different light where I can work with that person and learn from that person. Because whatever level of acting you're on, whether it's A level, B, C, D, you're still at a level in which a lot of them ain't doing at all. So you may not like my level of acting, but don't watch.
Yeah.
But it's a whole lot of people that does because there's a place for me because I'm in it. Mm-hmm. I'm still me. I'm still accomplished. I'm still doing what I do. And I'm currently still doing that. So that means that that level in which I do it, I'm doing it well enough to keep doing it.
Exactly. So
I don't think I want to have paparazzi outside my house. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that famous where I now have to have such a privacy in my quarters of where I live, where I can be
proper
secretive.
Proper offices, they're going to take a picture of though. So sorry to bite your bubble. But
you know, even you know with Britney Spears, when she go outside, she damn near running over the photographers trying to get out of her house. You know, and I don't want that. I don't want you. You don't have to come knocking at my door or ringing my bell.
If you have something going on, they'll be at your door too. I'm sorry.
I have had a lot of shit going on
in my door. Some tricky shit. Like if you know what I'm saying? You start
wilding
out.
Oh, use that left hook? No.
Yeah. You go beat somebody ass or you do some shit like that, you know, they're going to be outside your door. It's not about them being at your door because you already reached the level that everybody knows you. You know, you've accomplished that you are that famous. I'm sorry to tell you that you don't realize this, but...
But paparazzi don't follow me around like that.
They don't follow nobody around.
Well, did y'all just happen to just, bam, there she go. How do you see that?
Because some people, and this is very, very real, some people like to be in the presence of paparazzi,
they
go to the paparazzi locations.
True.
It's not about like, oh, okay, like paparazzi goes follow them, you know, saying here, there. Some people, I'm going to go hang out at the Ivy and post up there. They know the fucking paparazzi stands outside the Ivy. So they make sure they go to the Ivy, you know, like that type of situation. That's how the majority of this works. You know, it doesn't work like a lot of times the paparazzi, like, you know, a couple people, I'm not going to say like, yeah, I get like the Kardashian movement, all that type of weird shit. Well, actually, you know, I think a lot of them probably, they have the paparazzi on hotline. But, Mm-hmm. Let's not go there.
Right. Okay.
But for the majority of folks, though, people go to the locations that paparazzi will be at. That's how it really works.
Well, I'm doing the wrong thing, is what you're saying. I need to be at the right places. Okay.
Yeah, this is about the place. It's about the place. You want to get, you know, boom, the Ivy. Like, oh, let me go to this spot.
Yeah, see, I don't even think I know I care about that. I don't really care. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
You know, and I really care about eating good food at whatever restaurant. I don't care who's on the outside. I don't care who's been there. As long as the food is good, I'm going there. I don't care about going to the hottest spot because I'm the party. I am the light. So whenever I go anyplace, I'm going to make my party. I'm not into that type of shit. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm into me. I'm into family. I'm into working, being professional, showing up on time, looking good, and giving you what you hired me for. And then I step back. That's mm-hmm. who I am. And then if you want me to step up, you know what to say to make me come on out.
Yeah. Well, see, but it's different. It doesn't work that way in real life.
Well,
no. Just to let you know. Just to give you a little blurb.
Well, when I do start giving a damn about the nods and stuff, then I guess I'll go hang with some of my, you know, counterparts that go out there and go and do the paparazzi thing.
Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. Walk of Fame, do you want to star?
Yeah, because I'm working for legacy. I'm working differently. I even care differently about the body of work that I'm even doing now. I'm able to do older roles now. Before, it was only the sex symbol, the push-up, tuck-out, can't-breathe, cellulite type of roles, you know what I mean? It wasn't the lawyers or the doctors or even the wife or whatever, you know? But now I'm able to play the older roles that doesn't care about the hair and the makeup and the lashes.
Do you think that your roles change because of your age, or you think that the roles just change because you adapted differently as an individual?
Both. Mm-hmm. Definitely both.
But do you think that also, like from you being in Players Club, that just always pretty much put you at a certain role, of course? It was a wonderful, it was a blessing, but then at the same time, mm-hmm. then it also boxed you into being like the mm-hmm. sex symbol and all that type of stuff.
It's like beauty, you know, and we've heard Hallie say it, you know. She has played so many different roles, but it wasn't until we saw her stripped down that you said, well, let's watch differently, because there was no distraction of the haircut, the sharp haircut and the body being chiseled on. You divert that attention from that. And then it's about the acting,
mm-hmm.
because one of my best roles was a role that I played in a movie called Civil Brand, and it was a jail film. Mm-hmm. I had no hair on in, I had no makeup on, I had no lashes on. It was all about the character.
Yeah.
You know? And so even now, it's hard to play pretty. It really is, because you got to stay so coiffed.
It's not hard to play pretty when you're natural pretty.
Well, I mean, but even when I did Keisha for Single Ladies.
Yeah.
You know, even the way you sat, it's like sometimes my skirt be too tight. And it was like, I can't breathe. Wait a minute. The Spanx is pinching me. It was so much that I broke a nail. Oh, don't show that hand. It was so much that was making me go, I just want to be. I just want to be in a character where she ain't got no nails and I can break one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It is. It's different. And so when you get older and you have a lot more confidence, too, that makes you go, no, you've done enough work to be able to feel great about yourself,
mm-hmm.
about these roles. And it's really, you know, sometimes I used to just do the work and walk away. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't even revisit the role or look at it. And the last 5 to 7 years, I started watching my work and seeing the growth myself. And it helped me be able to go, okay, right there, I'm not going to do that. And I always do that. So move away from that and pick this up from this person and put that here. I've been able to do that. And that's mm-hmm. what life is about. That's how we learn. You take a little bit of everything that you know from everybody and mold yourself together. That's what it is. And that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I was thinking also, the brat just said that she's having a baby. How do you feel about her having a new baby?
Wonderful.
You're really excited. And do you know the gender at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like looking. I'm like, oh, you know, I seen her just do the news recently. I'm like, oh, okay. Did you find out through the news, or did you guys talk about it already?
I found out through social media.
That's wild. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
This takes me back.
Mm.
It takes me back, because I'm sure that you have heard of the last kind of encounter that we had that went viral. Have you not?
Well, no, I was watching a Ricky Smiley interview.
Mm.
And I was watching your Ricky Smiley interview when you called up and they were talking about they had something. You called up sometime early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No, this one happened on Cocktails with Queens. And she came to say happy birthday to me and surprised me. And we hadn't spoken in so long. And I ended up having to, I guess that what they said, cussed everybody out on the show because she had came out. And I'm getting interviewed and people were like, oh, how do you feel about your sister coming out? And I'm like, coming out of what? You know, because mm-hmm. I'm thinking I got to say some more politically correct type answer because I don't know what they're talking about. And there was a whole life that was going on social media that I just really didn't know nothing about. And I just felt slighted, you know? And so when I saw her, it was like, oh, you got time today, huh? Oh, today you got time, you know? And I felt, you know, what I thought was anger was really hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had to process that. And since then, you know, we talked about it. And I was like, yo, I know you grown, you know what I mean? But
where's the heads up?
You know, I'm like, I want to marvel in your happiness, you know what I mean? Because that's what it's about, you know what I mean? That's what it's always about. And she gave me a great explanation. She was like, you know, I just wanted to do this on my own. I didn't want anybody's opinion, whether it was good or bad. Mm-hmm. I absolutely wanted to just step back from everything and just do this. And I said, that's great. Had it would have just stayed between y'all, but it's on social media too. I am too. But that ain't how we do. So I felt a little slighted. So, you know, since then we talk about it, you know, and I'm more involved now, of course, because then I had to let her know how I felt. And she was like, I thought you was just, you know, busy. I didn't want to even bother you. And it was like, no, we family. So, you know, you're going to bother me just as much as you used to when you was young, you know. And I did see the reveal of them expecting and expanding their family. And I didn't know anything about it as well.
Does it hurt you that the relationship with you and her is getting to that point, though, now? Because I remember, like, back in the days, it always seemed like you guys were so close. And, you know, it just seemed like it would seem so different. You know, like, when I first, you know, I used to be, like, a big fan of the Brat, of course, back in the day. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Then when I learned you guys, of course, sisters, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's a trip, you know? And then I always seen you guys, of course, like more so tight.
Yeah.
And then now it just seems so distant.
I do realize that when people grow up, and I'm not going to just say people, just in general, when you have a relationship, you know, even the Bible tell you, when a man findeth a woman, he findeth a good thing. And so even in this situation, when you find a partner, you know, you find a good thing. And so you're supposed to cling to that partner. I get that. You know what I mean? But it's supposed to be also a bonus. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be an add-on, not a subtraction. It should not be where it's this. You know what I mean? It should be this, an inclusive situation. But she and they are in Atlanta, and I'm in California. You know, I'm a phone call away. You know, so yes, to answer your question, I do feel a certain kind of way about it. You know, it is a reality check of like, well, wow. It's not anger there. It ain't like, well, damn, you know, it's not that, you know. But I do respect the fact that she has someone in her life and that they this, you know what I mean? And because, and when you find that, it's like, I'm happy for you, you know what I mean? Because love needs to exist in whomever in everybody's life. So I'm glad for that, you know what I mean? I'm glad that she's found a partner. I'm glad that she's in love. I'm glad that she's able to live and stand in her truth. For that, I will always be forever happy and blessed.
Yeah. Well, I do hope that you and her, though, find a connection that you used to have. And, you know, because sisters and family is, there's nothing more important than family, no matter if someone's in the West Coast, from the East Coast and all that type of stuff. So where it comes to, especially when you're entering new life, everybody is.
You know, that's interesting you said that, too, though, that you even brought that question up, because I felt it when I saw the post. I was just like, oh, wow. And I said to myself, and I tried to give an excuse. I said, well, you know what? That's how they wanted to announce it, you know? And then it made me say, but if I wasn't on social media, would I have found out? And because I don't look at social media that much, that isn't how I found out. Someone brought it to me, like they bought everything else. And so it was just like, oh, well, do I wait until I get the memo? And do I act like I don't know, you know what I mean? Or do I go, hey, I found out and what's happening? Oh, congratulations or whatever. Or do I wait till I see you?
That's real questions that I think that you need to really talk about.
I will.
I think 100% that it's, but I really mean this from the bottom of my heart though, because it really frustrated me to even hear that you had a situation that you guys are, you know, at odds.
It's that you pick that up. You know what I mean? Because for me, had I had to speak like maybe 3 seconds into that question, I probably wouldn't have been able to speak because it made me, whoa. You know what I mean?
No, I seen your eyes get watery.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh.
And that's real. You know what I mean? That is not, you can't fake that.
No,
you know,
yeah. That's, I was just thinking to myself.
Real.
No, of course. That's what I was just thinking to myself. But now I just asked him, like, oh, fuck, Raquel. Like, goddamn, you see your eyes get watery and shit. Her makeup, her face has got beat. What the fuck do you do that for? So, no, like, no, but
that's
seriously,
good,
though.
Because it's honest. And that's what kind of woman you have always been. So I wouldn't expect you to do nothing and say nothing different.
No, of course. Mm-hmm. I think it's everything, like, with, there's not that many of me and you left in Hollywood. You know, like, everybody else is fucking probably, they only have, like, 5% that's real.
Yeah.
The rest of these bitches is out of here. You know, they're fucking gone. It's just like, they're smoked. It's not even a whole conversation that you can ever have. Mm-hmm. And I look, though, and when I glance around, though, and I go to, like, certain places and, you know, I see the certain rooms and shit, I'm like, oh, this is a bunch of fake-ass shit that's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, is it really that bad out here right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, Claudia Jordan had said something the other day. We were talking, and she said, all my friends are baddies. And when I pulled up her Instagram, because she goes on vacation with her friends, and then I looked and I said, she is absolutely right. All these bitches is bad. All these bitches is fine. You know what I mean? And it made me say, what does your clique look like? Like, who is the rat pack? Like, who is hanging with who? And
but
and
why? But here's the problem, though. When you say all my bitches are baddies, right? Because I have some, like, I personally, all my friends are quote unquote baddies. Mm-hmm. But maybe to the eye of the public, maybe that some of them bitches is fucking fried, you know? But I mean, so like, oh, what does she mean? Like, when you say all your bitches, no, I'm serious. Like, you say,
I just told you that they was all fine.
Yeah, but so then you, so some of them, are they just, oh, some of them bitches fake as fuck?
Makeup.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'd rather hang out with some bitches who are real as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And I think they're quote unquote fine, but you know, the eye of the public be like, okay, them.
Well, I feel
like,
that
yeah.
way about mine because I got a clique that, you know, I got one that is an engineer and she bad. And she said, honey, I'm just working now because I want gravy because I could been retired. It's like, go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got one girl that ain't going to let no grass grow under her feet. She a hustler. She is going to do it. She tell you she going to do it. She going to do it. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect somebody that's about their business that's going to do it and you keep yourself together.
But that's how
that might be my baddie
but
definition.
But see, my baddie definition, as long as you're fucking real as fuck and you can be blue out as fuck too. But it's just fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you're bad to me shit. You hustle, you get money. Mm-hmm. So we can hang out. Okay. I don't give a fuck if you fucking 400 pounds, bitch, eat. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Are you fucking a twig? Like, that's your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go on vacation and just see everybody like, oh, all these hoes, like, these are some badass females.
But I said that to say that there are even women still that cannot even hang with another bad chick because of the way she looked. Because then you got that, she thinks she the shit. She thinks she pretty. She think, no. Ain't nobody said none of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you saying from across the damn room.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
Get here to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Because this right here ain't going to last.
Uh-huh.
This right here is not going to last. This may help me stay in the room, but this going to make me stay in the room.
Yeah. But that's how, but you know how everybody hates any fucking, you can be fucking walking around here bad as fuck and they still going to find something like, you know, she's over here looking like this, like, bitch, shut up.
I done caught women looking at me and watching me, and they'll go, oh my God, and they'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so I have to stop and go, let me give you a good look,
yeah,
girl, because
yeah.
You are looking at me.
Oh, no.
From
you're,
the top
oh,
of my head to the bottom of my feet, you are trying to find something wrong. There is nothing wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you.
There is no guest list tonight.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to tell them, bitch, yeah, there's a couple things that we can change here. What the fuck you want to look at?
Okay.
You know, so you want to change the ass? You want to change the gut?
Want to change that piece of cellulite right there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't get rid of yeah. girl.
Yeah. The feet, like, fucking blue, what you want to go?
Okay.
No, but that's definitely. Oh, you know, and I see it about Meghan Markle. Did you ever meet her?
No, I did not meet her. But of course, her story hits close to home for me, you know, and a lot of things that she said I understood. And some of those things has happened to me as well. So I'm definitely like, oh, yeah, you too? Like, yeah. So, you know, from afar, you know, I have compassion for what she's went through, but also, you know, for her to be able to stand up and for him to stand up for her to say, we ain't got to live here. We ain't got to be here. We ain't got to do this. We can go all the way across the pond and do it. It's like, okay, well, have your life.
Right. Have you been to Turk and Caicos ever again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I visit my ex-husband.
Ooh. Yeah. And what does he say?
Well, he's not, of course, in the same position anymore. He's still fighting for, you know, his life, per se. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And so that's where his attention is and focus is. But, you know, what people don't really realize is when you were married to someone, he wasn't my boyfriend, he was my husband. Mm-hmm. And so we had pillow talk differently. You know what I mean? And so when you share that much time with somebody, you do find yourself back to each other in a friendly way that you can say, you know what? I was pointing the finger at you so much that I forgot to point the finger at myself. And I didn't realize that I did da-da-da-da. And you forgive yourself, you forgive that person, and you absolutely move on.
But so you and him are still cool.
Mm-hmm.
So even though all the hurt that he caused you and all the weird shit that he did, it just be like, you can finally just, you could just forgive him.
Absolutely.
And be like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he looks at you and be like, well, goddamn. Like,
that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the sincerity in which his apology came, it was almost like, well, why you couldn't say that 2 years ago? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But, you know, you live and you learn. We all live and learn. You know what I mean? And I know that not only could that man not fight for his marriage and his wife at that time, but he was fighting for his life, his position, his money and everything. You know? So he had to do what he had to do for him.
But you would never go back. Of course not.
No. Yeah, well, there's no need to go backwards.
You want to go back to anybody that you ever been with?
No.
Not one person?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, that's technically the best way to do it. Fuck it. You're in the past for a reason.
I am so waiting for my Mr. Now. I know he's going to be awesome and amazing. I'm going to be so happy. Look at Eve. We saw Eve, and she was on the talk. And she was so polished and we almost forgot she was a rapper. It was like, girl, you look polished and happy. And then she gave us deuces because now I'm pregnant and I don't have to do this show anymore. It's like, absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
She didn't have to do the show.
It.
No. She didn't have to do the show then.
At all.
She already had bagged up the cold, you know what I'm saying, situation.
But my point is that she looked grand.
No, I seen her.
You saw
her.
The maturity. You saw the she's further than where she was and now I'm here. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You saw it on her.
Yeah.
You felt it in her spirit, even the way she spoke. You know what I mean? You could tell when people are happy.
I mean, the Eve, like from the back in the days, the rapper Eve and the new Eve, like, you know, the talk show host, is not the same Eve.
No.
They're not even like that. She needs to actually change her name. She needs to have two different names now.
Yeah. Yeah.
To really, for real, for
you
the
see
start
that.
At that point.
Mm-hmm. And that's the growth. And when you see that growth in somebody, you can't do nothing but pay homage to it and go, amen, sister. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
You're next.
You know? I feel that. I am in that.
Yeah.
I am in that.
You're next. I guarantee you 100% that if you let the door open, you'll have all these motherfucking hoes up here like, oh, yeah, you want to get married? yes. Okay, what are you talking about? Okay, you, Lisa Diamond, oh, Lord, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I guarantee you it's not hard. You're probably just not looking.
I have been doing it internally for a very long time, and I was in denial for a long time. And I used to always say, why is everybody so comfortable talking to me or bringing me their problem? What is it about me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been through the years people saying that I'm so real, I'm so down to earth, but I come with experience. For me to be the age that I am, I have done an awful lot. I really mm-hmm. have. And things that I could keep in the closet, but for what? Because I'm not embarrassed about it because it helped me become who I am now. It's mm-hmm. things people don't even know that I've done. I talk the way I talk. Because I can't.
What are some of the things that you've done that people don't know?
Of course I knew that you were going to ask me that. I should have been ready.
Like, just name three tricky shit that you've done.
I've been to jail.
You? Jail for what?
A whole bunch of, all kind of shit.
You've been to jail a couple times?
Yeah.
How many times have you been
there? I've shot somebody. I done pistol whipped folks. I done had fights. I'm not the average pretty girl that's afraid to break your fingernail.
When you shoot somebody, though, what did you shoot them for?
It could be disrespect. It could be to get them off of you.
How many
it can be to keep them
shot?
Out there. Girl.
No,
I ain't killed nobody. I ain't killed nobody.
But you shot a couple people.
I shot at.
Shot at a couple people.
Yeah.
Damn. So you've been really there. So you really about this shit then? Yeah, she's really, really about this shit.
I mean, you know, I'm not a punk.
Yeah.
I'm not that, definitely.
Clearly. If
you
you're
know?
Sitting there fucking
and I'm not a, and I'm not a bully. And that's why I do stand up for the less than, because I'm like, don't do that. You wouldn't do that to her, or you wouldn't do that to me. So don't do that to her.
When you went to jail, you're super pretty. Were they trying you a lot?
Well, pretty goes a long way. you know, because I was like, hey, I don't belong in here. And then my father was a prevalent businessman in Chicago. So I understood what power was at a very young age. And so I knew the captains and the sheriffs and all of that. And it was like, is that David Ray McCoy's daughter? And it was like, yes, that's me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I went through a tough time because when my father was murdered, I just lashed out and I was just doing crazy stuff and just enough crazy stuff to make me go, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You don't have to do any of this. But just even to just to be in the in crowd or to prove yourself or what for whatever silly, immature reasons made me realize, stop it.
Were you ever caught in any of your charges for shooting people?
No.
Oh, well, then you're solid.
Oh, I've been that.
Yeah. Then you,
without shoot. Or with the record. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if no one knew, then, yeah. I mean, you know, unless the person that shot you, then ain't nobody snitching. Then you out here. You're good.
I know what power is in at every level, in every way.
You're a powerful woman. You should.
And I wouldn't change the way that I grew up for nothing. I like that I'm sweet but street. I like that I'm kind. I like that I'm about it. I like that I'm a hustler. I like that you could take me to the baseball field, but you could take me to the inauguration ball. I like that I'm a former first lady and that I'm an actress. I'm a mother, grandmother, and that you can get your ass whooped all at the same time.
Amen. And I see it in her right here. Okay. Because real recognize real, baby.
Yeah.
All right. But I thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with the realest, Lisa Ray. Okay.
I love it.
Thanks for listening to It's Tricky with me, Raquel Harper. Make sure you download it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.